now have him as your pastor.
Kuti chii chakaitika uye kuti mava navo semufudzi wenyu.
And I was thankful to the Lord for you.
Ndakatenda Ishe nekuda kwenyu.
That after all the months and it's a year and half almost now since the pastor left us, at least at last the church has been set in order.
Kuti kubva panguva ngadairaita segore nechidimbu iko zvino kubva mufudzi vatisiya asi iko zvino kereke yava muurongwa.
And I trust that God will just shower his blessings upon you.
Ndinongona mata kuti Mwari vasasire maropafadzo avo pamuri.
And that you will go from glory unto glory. Then the best thing to do is to live above all what has happened in the past. Obviously, when things happen, there is many other things which happen afterwards, the aftermaths.
But God
wants us always to lift us to lift our heads up above all the storm and remain focused on Christ.
Asimwari vanenge vachida kuti simudze misoro yedu pamusoro pedutu titarise maziso edu takanangisa pana Kristu.
And my prayers have always been with you.
Minyengetero yangu yagara inemi.
And I'm so happy to be here and to share the word of the Lord together with you tonight.
Ndinofara kunge ndiri pano nekugoverana nemi shoko raMwari madekwana ano.
And I just was asking the Lord what I could share with you tonight, something to encourage you and to encourage all of us.
Ndanga ndichingokumbira Ishe kuti chii chandingataure madekwana ano kuti tikurudzirane nemi nekungokurudzirana tese.
And a little thought just came to me as I was reading in the scriptures, and something just got highlighted to me which I trust will be a blessing to all of you tonight.
Pane pfungwa yabva yangodonhera pandiri yangobuda pandanganiri kunzvenga pandanganiri kunzvera yandofunga kuti chichava chiropafadzo kwamuri madekwana ano.
And so I would like us at this time just to take our Bibles and approach this sacred moment. I don't intend to be long tonight, just a little encouraging message for you, and we should be done. It's cold and there is transport problems and financial problems and dollarization problems.
Transport iri kunetsa pane matambudziko akanga kuti one day nezvemari nezvimwe zvakadaro.
Also it's a bit cold also, so when it's cold and there is no zesa as well, sometimes it becomes really cold.
Iko zvino kuri kutonhora zvinobva zvawedzerwa nekushayikwa kwemagetsi zvikare. Amen.
But what can we do? This is our home.
Asi tingaitei, tiri kumusha kama.
Zimbabwe is our home.
Kuno ndoko kumusha kwedu.
And I'm so proud to be a Zimbabwean.
Uye tine mufaro wekunge tiri maZimbo.
Yes, as the pastor said, I'm in the UK, but I've never been at home there if it wasn't just for the little work I'm doing. And I'm hardly there anyway. I'm always just up and down. I'm probably here more than I am in the UK. And I like it better when I come here. You can tell me, Pastor, how are you coping? We had no electricity the whole day. And so if I can't be on the internet, I say thank you, Lord, for saving me from a lot of nonsense, because sometimes that internet is not as friendly as you might think it is. It leaves you with regrets and things. And so, but I like it to be home, but I'm just a Zimbabwean, that's all.
Hongu sezo taura mfudzi, ndinogara ku England. Asi, chaizo chaizo, nguwa zhinji, ndinoto ngendiri kuno, nguwa zhinji, kupfuurira kungendiri ikoko, ndogara nchingofamba hangu nichienda kure. Ukandibvunza ndinotonyatsonzwa zvakanaka kana ndiri kuno, hongu taswera tisina magetsi muswere wese, asi zviri kutotiitira, tiri kumusha koti ngadii.
I'm supposed to go to Mozambique, as he was saying. I will be away. We have a convention in Chimoyo, and I will be there. So I would have loved also to be here on Sunday. I was given the invitation for the ordination, but I won't be able to make it as I will be in Mozambique. So I'm happy I'm here today. So that's my That's my hand of fellowship to you all in Eastleigh here. We love you. We really appreciate you. And our sincere prayers are with you every time. Let's turn in our Bibles, and maybe before we open, let's just ask the Lord to bless us all tonight. And if you have a need also, you can just raise your hand as well and say, Lord, as the word is just about to be read, let my needs also be met. God bless you. He sees your hands.
Lord,
Jesus, my two hands are up as well, as I maybe stand at the most place of need, being that I have to give your word to your children. I pray that you undertake for me. Lord Jesus, the word which we are about to read has the answer to all that your children have need of. These hands that have been raised are identifying a need. And every need is supplied in you. Your word is profitable for teaching. Your word has got everything. All that we have need, oh God, for this journey, it's in your word, it's in this message. So we pray as we open it tonight, Father. We thank you for this. We've made it in these difficult times, in this cold weather. Lord Jesus, we thank you that we still have people who can sacrifice and put you first in their lives. Then, Lord, may you bless their sacrifice. For where there is a sacrifice, there is always a blessing. Bless the scriptures now. Heal the sick and afflicted. Supply every need. We believe without any shadow of doubt that you are able to do these things. Cleanse us. Forgive us of all our shortcomings. Let your blood be so sufficient, as we also realize that our perfection is your responsibility by your grace. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I want to read two portions, one in Zechariah chapter 4, a familiar scripture, Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6 and 7.
Zechariah chapter 4.
And then I'll go to 1 Samuel chapter 9.
Chapter 9.
So let's start with Zechariah chapter 4.
Verse 6 and 7.
Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain. And he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, Grace, grace unto it.
Ipapo akapindura akataura neni achiti, Ndiro shoko ra Jehovah kuna Zerubbabeli rinoti, Hazviitwi nehondo kana nesimba, asi nomweya wangu, ndizvo zvinotaura Jehovah wehondo. Ndiani kuiwe gomo guru pamberi paZerubbabeli, uchaitwa bani, iye uchabudisa ibwe rokumusoro, Achidani zira achiti, nyasha, nyasha, gadzire kwariri.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's go to 1 Samuel.
Tuenda una Samuel wekutanga.
Chapter 9.
Tsauko 9.
I'll read verse 1 and 2.
Uringa ndimai wekutanga nepiri.
And then I'll go on to verse 17 to 21.
Chirika tuenda pa 17 to 21.
Now there was a man of Benjamin whose name was Kish, the son of Abiel, the son of Zerah, the son of Bekorah, the son of Aphir, a Benjamite, a mighty man of power. And he had a son whose name was Saul, a choice young man and a goodly, and there was not among the children of Israel a goodlier person than he. From his shoulders and upward, he was higher than any of the people.
Zvino kwakanga kuine mumwe murume waBenjamini wainzi Kishi, mwanakomana waAbhieri, mwanakomana waZerori, mwanakomana waBekorati, mwanakomana waAfia, mwanakomana waBenjamini. Munhu uyu waiva nesimba noumare. Uyu munhu wakanga ane mwanakomana wainzi Sauro, jaya rakanaka. Kwakanga kusino mumwe munhu pakati pavana vaIsraeri wakanga akamukunda pakunaka. kubva pamafudzi ake kusvika kumusoro wake wakanga akapfuura vanhu vose pakureba.
Verse 17, and when Samuel saw Saul, the Lord said unto him, behold, the man whom I spake to thee of, this same shall reign over my people. Then Saul drew near to Samuel in the gate and said, tell me, I pray. Then Saul drew near to Samuel in the gate and said, tell me, I pray thee, where the seer's house is. And Samuel answered Saul and said, I am the seer. Go up before me unto the high place, for ye shall eat with me today, and tomorrow I will let thee go, and I will tell thee all that is in thine heart. And as for thine asses that when lost 3 days ago, set not thy mind on them, for they are found. And on whom is all the desire of Israel? Is it not on thee, and on all thy father's house? And Saul answered and said, am not I a Benjamite, of the smallest of the tribes of Israel, and my family the least of all the families of the tribe of Benjamin? Wherefore then speakest thou so to me?
Zvino Samueri wakati achiona Sauro, Jehovha wakati kwaari, ndiye munhu wandakakuudza ndichiti ndiye uchabata vanhu vangu. Ipapo Sauro akaswedera kuna Samueri pasuo akati, ndiudzeiwo kuti imba yomuoni iripi? Samueri akapindura Sauro akati, ndini muoni. Nditungamirirei mukwire kudunhu rakakwirira, nokuti munofanira kudya neni nhasi. Mangwana ndichakutendera kuenda ndokuudzawo zvose zviri pamwoyo wako. Asi kana dziri mbongoro dzako dzakanga dzarashika mazuva matatu, usazvifunga hako, nokuti dzatowanikwa hadzo. Asi zvose zvinodikanwa naIsraeri hazvisi kwauri here? Hazvisi kwauri nokuna vose veimba yababa vako here? Sauro akapindura akati, ko, handisi muBenjamin, worudzi ruduku kumarudzi ose aIsraeri here? Uye mhuri yangu haizi duku kumhuri dzose dzorudzi rwaBenjamin here? Munotaurireiko kudaro kwandiri?
May the Lord bless the reading of his word. You may be seated tonight. There's always something about the word of God. It's inexhaustible. And it has the answers to everything that we have need of. God's word is profitable in every circumstance of life. You can depend on it. Times of happiness, times of joy, whatever, wherever you are, God's word is always appropriate. The situation that you are in tonight as an individual, there is a scripture which will be a blessing if it is read to you in that situation. Amen.
Amen.
There is someone in the scripture who is identified with what you are going through. It goes to show the wisdom of God. How different people lived in different times. God dealing with them different ways. And here you come in this time of your own time and God's choosing, and still find someone in the Bible here who parallels your situation. I think that's awesome. I think that's blissful. I don't think there is any book like that.
And
there's no book like that. And it gives us confidence and courage to hold on to God's eternal word. There are times I've been going through difficult moments, and just in reading the scriptures, something just strikes you, which fits so perfectly into your situation. then just lifts up your soul and all the gloom is gone and you are up again rejoicing, serving the Lord. Now, I was thinking, what can I say to Eastleigh at this junction of time that they have come to? And I won't be here on Sunday as well to be a witness to the ordination of our pastor here. But then as I was reading, this thought here just struck me. How that the Bible in Zechariah 4 here says, it's not by might.
You see,
it's not by might, friends. It's not by power. It's by the Spirit of the Lord. Whatever God ordains and whatever God finally sets in place.
Amen.
Amen. That's just what God wants. God has got the power to stop anything, to make anything happen or not happen. Yes, many times we may say, oh Lord, but why did you not stop this? And why? There's a reason why God doesn't stop it. There's a reason why He allows it. Because at the end of the day, God can just stop anything or can allow anything, because if He fails to do that, then He ceases to be God.
Amen.
So ultimately, it's the sovereignty of God that we sail under.
Amen.
Amen. You know the Bible says, pray that the Lord of harvest may send laborers into the field. There is your prayer, there is your faith, there is your expectation, there is your desire, but there is also the sovereignty of God.
Amen.
And the greatest of them all is the sovereignty of God. Amen.
Amen.
God's will prevail. And really, faith is designed to catch the will of God. When you catch the will of God, nothing will stop, because that's what God wants done. May God give us real faith which is designed to catch the will of God tonight.
Amen. Amen.
Did not Jesus say, when you pray, say, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven? Didn't he pray with tears and almost sweat like blood drops coming out of him, praying with all prayer, as the Bible says there, he prayed earnestly. Earnestly, in the days of his flesh, he prayed earnestly. But after he had requested and said, God, let this cup pass, at the end of it, he says, but not my will, but yours be done. That's when you give in to the sovereignty of God.
Amen.
Amen. So it's not by might. It's not by power. Even you're being here tonight when others are failing to make it. It's not because you are very clever or you're very able or you are very... No. It's just the Spirit of God which has made it possible for you to be here tonight.
Amen.
There is millions who would love to be in the message. But somehow they just can't grasp it. And yet you grasped it. It's not by might. It's not by power. It's not because you are more suitable for it, or you are more qualified for it, or nothing. It's just the Spirit of God. It's the grace of God. It's the appointment of God. It's the sovereignty of God. You are what you are by the grace of God.
Amen.
Amen. And he says there, who art thou, O great mountain? And think about yourself with the many mountains you have in your life and the many difficulties and so on. But the Bible is saying, who art thou, O great mountain?
And
could be sickness, could be disease, could be whatever it is, but who art thou, O great mountain?
Amen.
Hallelujah. It could be a financial need, but who art thou, O great mountain? It could be marital problem, but who art thou, great mountain? It could be a job issue, but who art thou, O great mountain? We don't need someone who is great to help us out of those things. It takes the Spirit of the living God.
Amen.
If God is on our side, who can be against us? He who spared not his only son, but gave him to us for our salvation and justification, how shall he not with him give us all things? He will give us all things. And even here tonight, it's not by your power, it's not by your ability, it's not because you are clever, it's not because you are most suitable, but it is by the Spirit of the Lord. And I want to place a challenge before your mountain this evening and say, who art thou, O great mountain? Who art thou, O great disease? Who art thou, O great challenge? Who art thou, O great trial? Who art thou, O great temptation? Who art thou, O great need? Before Zerubbabel,
you
shall become a plain. And we know Zerubbabel was the type of the end time messenger. This is the real rebuilding of the temple. And God showing us that habitation of God, that picture of a perfect man, that bride, was not going to be rebuilt by the intelligence of a man. Can you imagine the success of the end time message without a headquarters? Without a seminary college. Look at the caliber of the preachers we have. Hallelujah. Look at the depth that the list of our ministers have. Their knowledge and revelation of the scriptures goes beyond the cardinals and the bishops of Rome. Amen. A little brother preaching out there in the rural areas will take a simple scripture and wave it before the people and throw them into their healing.
Glory.
And yet the bishops and the cardinals and the doctors of divinity cannot do an inch of what message people have done with the word of God. Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, said the Lord. Even the messenger himself, he did not go too far with school, but he went so far in experiencing Almighty God. He did not go too far with books, but he went so far walking with the Lord. And he was able, by the Spirit, to open the seven seals. A thing which doctors of divinity know nothing about. Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Amen, 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 amen,
amen, amen, amen.
Glory to God.
Biri kunashe.
Oh, we are so thankful to the Lord for the message of the hour.
Oh, tinotenda ishene mari dzenguva.
Yes, because this message is powerful.
Nokuti ine simba.
And it keeps unfolding. It keeps getting better. It keeps satisfying. I'm sure the old timers who are here can tell me, every time you read a message that you have read all these years, looks like you have never read it before. You always get something new in there. You always understand something better in there. It goes to show that it's the Holy Ghost brooding over that word. And listen, my dear friend, our perfection is not anybody's responsibility. The coming of the headstone is the shoutings of grace, grace unto God will perfect His church. God will perfect you. God will bring you up where He wants you to be. God will prune you. God will sanctify you. God will shape you. And you will become what He wants you to be. That's the grace of God tonight. All of us. Not by power. Not by might. But by my spirit. Said the Lord of hosts. Brother Branham, after reading this scripture in the message of grace, he then comments on it. And here is what he says. After reading that scripture, he goes on to say, we are all acquainted with this scripture. That's on paragraph 48, message of grace. We know that this was during the time of the preparation of the restoration of the temple. And Zerubbabel was a great prince among the people, who had laid the foundation of the building. Now I want you to put on your spiritual thinking anointing jacket. And this great prince had determined to rebuild the house of the Lord. And then when he did, he had laid the foundation stone. And we read, and as we read on further, we find out that God said, Zerubbabel has laid the foundation with his hands, he also shall bring forth the headstone.
Uye, achaisao dombo rinotesha.
He says, I want you to notice he never said he shall bring forth the cornerstone, but he shall bring forth the headstone. Amen. Here's the part I like most on paragraph 50. And we know that the scripture says that Jesus is the chief cornerstone.
Uye, tinoziva kuti gwaro rinotaura kuti Jesu. Ndiye ibwere pakona.
And he is also the headstone.
Uye ndiye dombo repamusoro.
Now if we will think for a few minutes,
zvino tikafunga kwemaminitsi mashomanani,
that the seventh church messenger,
kuti mutumwa wechechi yechinomwe,
was to restore the faith of the children back to the fathers.
Anga ari kuzodzoreredza kutenda kwevana kumadzibaba avo.
In other words, rebuild the church again.
Nemamwe mashoko, kuvaka chechi zvekare.
Can we say amen to that?
Amen.
Rebuild the church again.
Kuvaka chechi zvekare.
In the end times, after the Palmawem has done his part,
mushure mekunge mutete naita,
after the locust has done his damage,
mushure mekunge mashweita
After the cankerworm has done his part, after the caterpillar has done his part, but there was a promise, I will restore, saith the Lord. And I want you to know tonight, whatever the caterpillar has taken away from your life, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Whatever the locust has eaten away from your leaves, there is a promise there. I will restore. Hallelujah.
Glory.
And if I were you tonight, I would get ready to receive my restoration back. Every service we come here, every church service we are coming here, come with the mind to receive what God is bestowing back. If you have lost your joy, come to get it back. If you have lost your first love, come to get it back. If you lost your job, come to get it back. If you have lost the vision of the message, come to get it back. God says, I will restore it. I will restore it. And the one to do that was Zerubbabel. The one to restore the temple was Zerubbabel. But in this spiritual house, is the seventh messenger. And that messenger did not do it by might. He never did it by wits. He never did it by politics. He never did it by education. He depended on the pillar of fire. And tonight, church, let's depend on the pillar of fire. Let's depend on the Holy Spirit. Not by might, it's not by power, it's not by intelligence, it's not by giants, it's not by ability, it's not by qualification, but it's by the Spirit of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
We must just look for the Spirit. Look for the moving of the Spirit. Look for the anointing of the Spirit. Once you see the anointing of the Spirit, then you put your hand into that. You will never go wrong, brother, when you watch the anointing of the Spirit. He goes on and he says, in other words, the seventh church messenger was to restore the faith of the children back to the fathers. In other words, rebuild the church again under the power of the Spirit. Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Not by organization, not by denomination, but by the Holy Spirit, God will bring forth the church in the last day. By the Holy Spirit, God will restore whatever the devil has eaten away from your life. By the anointing of the Holy Spirit, God will do that. Let me just read paragraph 56 there and then go on to the next scripture which I read, where I have my subject title there. I have a long way to come to it. But now, according to the prophecy, paragraph 56, there will come the headstone. And I want you to notice that when the headstone comes, the prince that's going to cry out the message will cry, grace, grace.
Amen.
May it remain a cry of grace. Grace. May the message of the hour remain a cry of grace. Grace. For by grace are we saved. Your perfection is the grace of God. Your attaining the stature of a perfect man is the grace of God. Your getting good health is the grace of God. Your getting a good job is the grace of God. Your getting a pastor to lead you in this church is the grace of God. For you to be able to come in these kind of times to a midweek meeting is the grace of God. And the more you realize it's grace, the more grace He bestows. Oh, the more grace He bestows, the more you realize it's grace. The more grace He gives you, the more you know you are standing by grace. Amen. The more grace He gives you. You know, He is the God of all mercies, the God of all graces. He's got grace for your job, grace for your health, grace for your family, grace for your children, grace for this, and grace for that, and grace for that. And tonight, it's not by might, it's not by power, but by the Holy Spirit. There is enough grace for everything that you need tonight. There's a song we used to sing out in the Methodist church. Nyasha za ke zinji zinji zino kwa na kune wese rudorwa ke wakakomba. The grace of God is sufficient for all of us. So this just brings me to what I'm trying to say here. And I read in Samuel as well, where they were looking for a captain of the Lord's people, a shepherd, a leader. And here comes Samuel. And he meets Saul. And when Samuel saw Saul, on verse 17, the Lord said unto him, not people, the Lord spoke to this prophet here. Can we say amen to that? Yes, people were talking. People always talk. They talk, they got mouths. That's what mouths are for. But I don't care what people say. I care what God says.
Yes, sir.
If people say what God is saying, amen. But if people say what God is not saying, then no. So God says, this is the man that I spoke to you about. Behold the man whom I spake to thee of. That's on verse 17 of 1 Samuel 9. He says, the same shall reign over my people. That was regardless of what people thought about Saul. It was regardless of what Saul thought about himself either. This was now the sovereignty of God. The same shall reign over my people. He may not like it. You may not like it, but this one will reign over my people. My anointing is upon him. That's what I want to hear. I want to hear where the anointing of the Holy Ghost is. I want to see the leadings of the Holy Spirit. Whatever you are doing, whether you want to get married, whether you are looking for a job, whether you want to change a city, find out the leading of the Holy Ghost in all. Amen.
Amen.
If you can identify the Holy Spirit in it, then go after it, brother. So here Samuel tells this man him, And then Samuel, Saul didn't even know who Samuel was anyway. But anyway, so they meet, and he says, "Please show me the way to the seer." And he says, "I am the seer."
And Saul angas ngato zibu samere ndiani akatindira zeo kuimbayo muoni jikanzindini muoni.
And then on verse 20 says, "And on whom is all the desire of Israel?" On verse 20, "On whom is all the desire of Israel? Is it not on thee and on all thy father's house?"
And Joseph is not Ikan wana Israel. Ajisi kwa uriere, ajisi ere kuimba ya baba wako.
So Samuel is telling him, "You are the person for the job."
Samuel argumuza kuti iwewe ndiwe munhu webasa iki.
Israel wants you to lead them.
Israel iri kuda kuti iwe uvatungamiri.
And God also wants the same.
Uye Mwari ari kudawo zvimwe chete.
Amen. I like that.
Ndinozvidai.
I like that.
Ndinozvidai.
Israel wants you to be their shepherd.
Israel, inoda kuti uve mufudzi wavo.
They want you they want you to be their captain.
Vanoda kuti unge uri mutungamiri wavo.
And God also told me you are the man for it.
Uye Mwari vandiudzawo ini kuti ndiwe munhu wacho.
Now look at the way how you respond.
Zvino cherechedza nzira yaunodaira kwazviri.
To the grace of God.
Kunyasha dzaMwari.
Wasn't that the grace of God to Saul? To be told that the desire of Israel is on you. God wants you to lead these people here.
Now,
when God tells you, you are his child. That's grace. When God tells you are saved, that's grace. When God gives you any blessing, that's grace. And let his grace be sufficient to all of us. But what happens when we receive God's grace? That's what I'm coming on to on verse 21, which is what I'm really talking about there. And Saul answered and says, "Am not I a Benjamite?" "Wherefore then speakest thou so to me? I'm just a Benjamite. I'm nothing. I'm not able to do this. And I'm of the smallest of the tribes of Israel. My family also the least of all the families in the tribe of Benjamin. Why then do you speak to me that I must be a leader of God's people?" That's what we always do when we are met with the grace of God, with abundance of grace. We begin to look into our complexes. "I am not able to do it." I'm not worthy. Maybe others are more worthy. God has appeared to you. His grace has been shown to you. That makes you worthy. Don't look back now in your limitations. "Oh, but I'm weak, I'm limited, I'm failing, I got this, and I'm like that. Am I not a Benjamite?" That's my subject title. Am I not a
Benjamite?
Don't think I'm meant for this message here. This message is for Brother Chikosu, who are giants. Giant because I'm anointed to preach. Do you know what I go through when the anointing is gone away from me? Sometimes the weakest of you is stronger than me. That is true. You don't judge our strength by pulpit power. That's anointing for a gift. That's for your benefit. That's to make you cross over. My strength is what I do with the Lord alone. You never judge me because you see, oh, he's a powerful preacher. Oh, brother, when that brother preaches, man, I tell you, he can have the whole world in his hands.
anza ujaji munu neku pari za kwa anu itote. Oh, hama, hama yeka neka pari za ishiri burusa. Uno za kuti nyika yese inu zungu zika.
That's the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
Chizoro chemu ya wamani.
Look at it in the whole Bible. When Elijah was under the anointing, the whole world was just under his feet. But when that thing left him, he was just a coward. The weakest of you would stand up to Jezebel, but Elijah ran for his dear life.
Anzi mutera kupfuura vese Jezebel aita akasimuka Elia aitotiza neupenyu wake.
You wonder how could this man be afraid of a little woman who is not even in favor with God, but the anointing was away from him. Now, when God says you are righteous, don't start saying, am I not a Benjamite? I wish I was like so-and-so, and so-and-so, they seem to make it. When you see people rejoicing here, that's not a sign of how victorious they are out there. Actually, it's a sign that they are having so many battles there, but they are happy to fight back when they are in the house of God.
Asi mufaro wawe kufara kuti beta ndapinda muchurch ndambowana hope kufara.
Ndakutorowa back.
I'm now hitting back.
Ndakurowa back because I'm in my home ground.
I'm now hitting back because ndakumusha.
Amen.
Glory.
Brother, when God says you are this,
if mwari kana vati iwe uri izvi,
just say, Lord, thank you, increase your grace.
Glory. Increase
your grace. Let your grace be sufficient for me. So we find that it's not by might, it's not by power.
Glory.
And you guys have got a pastor now here. So I can say this a little bit freely because the campaigns are over.
Anzi nokuda kwekuti mane mfudzi pano ndakusununguka kutaura zvandoda kutaura.
I'm happy to come after all the fights. So I'm not even interested to know how high the floods were and how many meters the flood water was measured and so on. To me, that's bygone.
And this is Nabasa Nekuti, Magayambuka Jorodan, Vuraga Shika Papi, Jigambunaku, Zirai Papi, Jape.
When you look at your elected pastor here,
Mugatari Samfuzuenu Magasarzira,
don't consider him as a Benjamite.
I want to Benjamin.
What can he do for us? We don't even know who he is. We don't even know how he can really preach. All that is now immaterial.
Iwe.
But
right here where we are is irrelevant.
That chapter new one.
We have now opened a new chapter.
Mwari watozvigashira zvatodaro ndozve zvatori saka kuti tongofaraka ngatingoti Mwari tinokutendai ngatichienda mberi
nebasa. And he says he has put a stamp to it. All we can do to ourselves is to rejoice in it and to say, God, we thank you for all.
Time yekuti hatimuziva ana umboparidza maninge wakarebesa rumpfupi yakatopera.
The time to say a lot of things and complain about how he preaches and a lot of things, it's all the past.
Is he not a Benjamite? Iwe.
Zika mai.
Iwe, Sauro iwe.
You saw.
Mwari ari kukuda pabasa isi.
God wants you at this job.
Am I not a Benjamite?
Oh, this is Benjamin.
The list of the tribes of Israel. Please go find in Judah. No. The anointing of Samuel will be upon you. And when that anointing, hallelujah, when that anointing comes upon you, it erases the Benjamite
aspect.
Glory to God. People that have become great preachers never started as great preachers. They were never known as preachers. They were never known as mighty people. They were in the background. But because God has put them there, He keeps on adding grace upon grace upon grace upon grace upon grace. Upon grace. Am I not a Benjamite? It's not by power. Yes, you are a Benjamite, but it's not by power, said the Lord. Not only the Lord, but the Lord of hosts. He is the Lord of hosts. Listen, Isley, He does not need your help.
You have cast your vote
and you have done your part. Now you have to support the work. You did everything. You fought on the Facebook and everything. It's done and buried.
And I was like,
Now you say, oh yes, we put you there. It wasn't you who put him there, it was God.
Was it not those two brothers there, Aholiab and his friend, who did the work of the ark and so on? Was it not the skilled women who did all the God's hair and weaving it to make all those curtains there? But the day that tabernacle was dedicated, the very person who made it could not touch it from that day on. Aholiab would die for touching an ark that he built. After that was over, then leave it in God's hands. God does not share His glory with us. He chooses whom He will. He can choose David against Eliab, the biggest brother. And David, maybe a little boy, could say, am I not just a little boy? Am I not just a Benjamite? Yes, you may be a little boy. Yes, you may be a little girl. Yes, you may be a weak brother. But if God has chosen you to be a captain in this message, a believer of this message, receive that grace and expect more grace to come in your life to make you overcome as a believer. It's not by might, friends, it's not by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. You know, says the Lord of hosts. He's got enough angels to help the weakest of us here. Psalms 34 tells us the angel on verse 7, Psalms 34 verse 7, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear Him and delivereth them.
Amen. Amen.
No matter how sick you are, no matter how frail you are, no matter how much of a Benjamite you are, no matter how insignificant you are, if God has chosen you, the anointing of the Holy Spirit erases the human part. You are not a Benjamite. You are the bride of Jesus Christ. You are not a weakling. Let him who is weak say, I am strong. You are not poor. Let him who is poor say, I am rich. You are not sick. Let him who is sick say, I am healed. Am I not just a Benjamite?
Oh, and this is Benjamin.
No one knows me in church. So I've got my problems and I don't even think I'll make it after all. You will make it. I'm here to let you know that. I'm here to pronounce that to you. You will make it. Because you never chose yourself. You never stumbled into this. You were chosen, you were elected and set before the foundation of the world. And God has enough grace for you. You will be surprised that you will be there. Because you think you won't be there. There is a big surprise for you. You will be there. Why?
Say.
He predestinated you to be there. He chose you. He elected you. He put your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Think of the thief at the cross. From prison to heaven. I like that. I like that. From being crucified as a thief and a murderer, an outlaw, someone unwanted in life. But because his name was there, he saw the Savior the last moment of his life. Says, Lord, please remember me when you come. He says, not when I come. Tonight. And not next service. Tonight. God has got your blessing in store for you. Amen. Tonight. God can heal you. God will heal you. Tonight God will fill you. Tonight God will fight all your battles. Am I not a Benjamin? Yes, you are. But you are anointed. Am I not a Benjamin? Yes, you are.
Oh, I'm Benjamin. Eh, Uri.
Am I not the least of my father's house? Yes, you are.
And this is a God from Bamedu. Eh, Uri.
But here's something greater than your natural trend.
Here's
something more than your natural background. God has anointed you. You cannot receive this message unless you are anointed by the Holy Ghost to receive it. When we really speak to the mature, this message is the Holy Ghost. It came by the Holy Ghost. It is the Holy Ghost. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the church. And the Spirit speaks through the prophet. And that message, in its fullness and in its entirety, what is being baptized of the Holy Ghost? Is it jumping up and down? Is it speaking in tongues? Is it falling on the ground? Those are all good attributes. But the real baptism of the Holy Ghost is to be baptized in the message of this day. Hallelujah. When you are baptized into the message of this day, that's what the Spirit has been saying. That's why he says the evidence of the Holy Ghost baptism is when you can receive the message of your day.
Amen.
Listen, friends, there are men who are falling down. There are men who are speaking in tongues. There's men who are just having shivers, but they have issues with the message of the hour. Then where does that end now? You see, the real baptism of the Holy Ghost is when you are baptized fully and thoroughly and wholly into the message of your day. I like that.
You know,
being baptized into that message. Immersed
Billows after billows of the message in you. Waves of waves of the message in you.
Hallelujah.
There is your Holy Ghost baptism. When you can accept that message, regardless of whether you are Benjamite or the smallest or the weakest, the anointing of that message is above your natural limitations.
Do you
know at one time Gehazi feared? In 2 Kings chapter 6, when he saw those armies of the enemy, and Elisha told him, they that be with us, on verse 16, they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Do you know the Bible says, greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world? Do you know David overcame Goliath without a sword in his hand? Without a spear in his hand? It's not by might. Don't look at the natural side. Watch the anointing of Samuel. Watch the moving of the Spirit. And here Israel needed a captain over God's heritage. And their perfection was going to be by God's grace. They never came to God, say, give us Saul.
It
just says, give us a king. They only say, give us a king. And then God says, this is the man I'm giving you. And Samuel says, yes, on whom is all that desire of Israel? Telling this man that it's you whom God has anointed. Do you know that Moses did the same thing when the Lord appeared to him in the burning bush? I have come down to deliver. You go and say to Pharaoh, thus says the Lord. He says, no, I'm not able to talk. I'm not able to do this. Am I not just a Benjamite? Do you know when Brother Branham met the angel, he also said the same thing. I'm just grade 7. How can I stand before monarchs? How can I carry a message?
Brother Branham akataura zvimwe chete vakati ini ndingori munhu wegrade 7 ko ndichatakura sei mharidzo iyi.
Am I not a Benjamite? And you are here this night. Am I not a
Benjamite?
I'm a weak brother. I cannot do this. We don't want the big brothers. We want the weak ones now. The big ones have disappointed us so much at times. Benjamin was the last born. You remember that?
Benjamin,
the Bible calls him little Benjamin. I believe it's in Psalm 68 verse 27. It says there is little Benjamin with their ruler. So Benjamin was just always referred to as the little tribe there, and yet out of that tribe God says, I've chosen you. So and being so little made him the least suitable, the least qualified, the least able to do that. But it was not by ability, it was not by suitability, it was not by qualification alone. It was by the anointing of oil upon that man. Can we say amen to that? Can we say hallelujah? It's not how big somebody is. It's not what we discuss out there. No, we want this brother can do it. Maybe we are in any. Yes, we talk, we've got mouths. We must talk. But when God finally chooses, then let all our talk just be bygones, because it's not by power. We are talking. We are talking politically as people. We look at a person. Yes, we are allowed to talk like that. But when God comes in to say, that's where we lay aside all our talk. Why am I saying that easily? Because it's not by might. It's not by power. It's by the Spirit of the Lord. If you had asked me who should be pastor here, I would have never said him. I didn't know him as a pastor.
Hanzi dai mama akabvunzai nini? Ndingadai ndisina kuti ava ndasingatomboziva kuti angaite mufudzi.
I didn't know he could talk.
Ndasingatoziva kuti anogona kutaura.
On the pulpit.
Papulpit.
But if that is where the desire of Israel is, it doesn't bother me one bit. Because Basairi handine njere, Basairi handine kudzidza, Basairi handine kukwanisa.
It's about the Spirit of God.
God can choose whom He wants. Didn't one time a man by the name of Samson with a jawbone?
Pane imwe nguva murume ainonzi Samson neshaya yembongoro.
Kill a thousand?
Haana here kuuraya churu chevanhu?
Panga pasina matombo here ari nane kuti ndauraya nematombo.
Were there no better stones there where you could say, I have killed them with a sharp stone?
Vakuuraya nerusero rwembongo.
He killed them with a jawbone of an ass.
Matombo aripo.
Yet the stones were there.
Matombo kwakusasarudzwa.
The rocks were not even chosen.
Mujenya ugodonha pane rushaya rwembongo.
And
saka ukaona mujenya wadonha parushaya rwembongo, regeza kuzvidza rushaya.
Don't you never despise that jawbone of an ass.
Nokuti rushaya handirwo ruri kurwa, ndiJehovha ari kurwa hondo.
Jehovah that is fighting, but it's Jehovah that is fighting the battle. Oh,
you will find out that from that jawbone.
Uchaona kuti kubva pashaya yembongoro.
Not only will it kill a thousand,
haisikuzouraya churu chevanhu,
but it will also bring forth a cleft of water.
Asi chaburitsawo mvura.
If I was a member of this church,
dai ndanganiri nhengo yechezvino,
I would get ready for a revival.
Ndaigadzirira rumutsiriro.
Because the church is set in order.
No, it says, Lamurongwa.
I would get ready for the anointing of the Holy Ghost to rebuild the church. I would get ready for the Holy Spirit to anoint the person that God has put there for my healing, for my deliverance. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's not by might. You see, when we talk as brothers, we just talk upon face value.
Yes.
If I don't know you as a preacher, I cannot vote for you to be a preacher. And if you ask me, I'll say, no. Get someone there who knows how to preach. We are talking as people. Which is intellectual, political. Amen. Oh yes, it's political. What's politics? It's the way people live, isn't it?
No politics. Politics,
oh yeah. I can now be free because...
So that's Sulunguka, because you now have a pastor.
I couldn't talk like this before.
And I could have told us,
but now I'm free, I can say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And if I don't know, pastor no smoke at this hour.
Even if I preach otherwise, the pastor will just come in and
but the theme of the issue is whoever thought if they threw a vote on who should attack Goliath.
Yeah.
Who would have ever voted for David?
Nobody.
You can't vote for a lad when there is souls and Eliabs
and
But pakazongo wira mujenya pana David.
But when the cloth fell upon David,
masambanga atosiyana
ipapo. That was different now.
Nyanga atosiyana ipapo.
It was a different issue altogether.
David akati musandi pfekedze hembe dzandisina kuchaira. Get find the end of session.
I want to go as I am.
Hey man, herwano hama.
Tonight, brother.
And that's as auri.
Go as you are.
Fight
with the enemy. Fight with your disease.
sezvauri
izvozvo.
Irwa nechivi ichocho.
Fight with that sin.
Sezvauri izvozvo.
Haude
dzidzivo, haude fundo,
haude
kudzidziswa. Enda sezvauri nechizvoro chemweya
wamwari. With the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. David came there.
David,
says, not by might. Not by power. Yes, I'm a Benjamite. I'm the least in my house, father's house. But God has anointed me. You are coming against me by a popular vote of the Philistines. You are coming against me by your size, by your PhD, LLD. But I'm coming up against you in the name of the Lord. And tonight, my brother, come up against your Goliath. Come up against your situation. Come up against your disease. Come up against your financial problem. Come up against your marital problem. Come up against your jobless situation. And say, I'm coming in the name of the Lord. I'm coming in the name of the Lord.
I want to bet for you. You get that job.
Zakaoma kudais.
Being difficult. Glory. Amen.
That you know you one basa.
I say you are going to
Zakaoma kudais.
Being difficult as it is.
That you know you wanna marierora.
I'm saying you get the money for the dowry.
Zakaoma kudais.
In the difficult times like
that
this.
That you know pora iwe.
I said you're going to get
him. Kunyange ile HIV chai.
Even if it's HIV.
That you know pora.
I said
no you are going to get him.
It's not by might. It's not by intellect. It's by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, saints. Listen, let me find where I can close.
It.
Do you know that in the Bible, Moses used a stick?
Moses akashandisa a chimuti.
These are things which you can never comprehend. A stick
chimuti
to deliver Israel by a stick.
Ne chimuti.
A stick.
Chimuti.
A dry stick.
Chakao mafuti.
That thing was feared.
Icho cho chimuti chakachikiwa.
Iwe. Waitu kango nyanga dzakutsaura Moses akatsamwa akangotora tsvimbo kudayo.
If you would speak wrongly and Moses would take that stick, you would run for your life.
And that
is the thing that they marked. They say, if only he can sleep and slumber. We want to get that stick. If that stick was taken away from him, his greatness and everything would
Chimbo ya Moses ndo chakanga chiri chizoro chesumiro yake.
The stick of Moses was the anointing of his ministry.
Amen. Ndo panga paine simba.
That's where his power laid.
Rekubuditsa vana veIsraeli.
To deliver the children of Israel.
Munozi auti akanzi take it and go and perform signs before Pharaoh.
You know, he was told, Torah uende unoratidza zviratidzo pamberi pa Pharaoh.
God said, take that rod and perform signs.
Mwari vakatoti tora tsvimbo iyi unoita zviratidzo.
How we do here tsvimbo iyo
yo. Don't you want that stick, brother?
Asi tsvimbo yanga yakaoma here.
It was a dry stick.
Yakangoiswa pasi chibvaita nyoka.
It was put down, it became a serpent.
A real snake, because he was told to hold it by the tail, because if he came by the front, he would be gone.
Yanga itori nyoka chaiyo inokobora. Akatonzi bata muswe nokuda akabata ukako. Airumwa moza.
Ndakangoita mistake manyemwe kuya nekumbe kuti itsvimbo yangu ya nyoka itsvimbo yangu. Waitemerwa kuodzwa ipapo.
If he only had a mistake to say, oh no, it's my rod, I'll get it by the head, he was going to be beaten and die right there.
Kana itori nyoka yakanzibata nemuswe kaya anga irova mbira.
That he was told to hold
as some tomboy.
He was a mamba.
Ndokutobata nemuswe. But imagine when he held it by the hand, it was a stick again.
When he pakanotora nemuswe yakabva yava chimuti zvakare.
I would like to have such a thing in my life.
ndingada kuva nechinhu chakadaro muupenyu wangu.
Kungoti chete wongotora tsvimbo mvura yatova
ropa,
wongotora tsvimbo
matatya
akutouya. Pavakazopererwa, pavakasvika pa Red Sea vakuchema.
When they got to Red Sea and they were crying,
akatitora tsvimbo.
He said, take the stick.
Tsvimbo udzari pacho neutora tsvimbo.
Tell your neighbor and say, tora tsvimbo. Tora tsvimbo.
Tora tsvimbo. Tora tsvimbo hama.
Uri uchemei. Tora, tora.
Uri uchemei.
Why are you crying?
Hauna tsvimbo.
Don't you have that stick?
Wangochema chema uchimbo. Chema chema.
You're just crying and crying.
Tora tsvimbo.
Take the rod.
Mwenga.
Pride.
Mwenga.
Pride.
Why are you crying?
Uri uchemei.
Tora tsvimbo.
Take the stick, man.
Tinotakaudzwa na Brother Branham.
We were told by Brother Branham.
Kuti tsvimbo ya Moses.
Hey. That the rod of Moses.
Kunesu vatendi.
To us, the believers.
Ndiro zita la Jesu.
Is the name of Jesus. Glory.
Moses was taught to perform signs and wonders using that stick, and we are told that in my name these signs shall follow them that believe.
Moses akanzi netsvimbo enda unoita zviratidzo asi isusu tiri kunzi nezita ra Jesu Kristo zviratidzo izvi zvichatitevera.
Tichibuda muchechi ino hama yangu,
coming out of this church, brother,
tora zita ra Dio tsvimbo ya Moses.
Name of
Dio tsvimbo ya Moses iyo.
That's the rod of Moses.
Uno chema chema.
You're just crying.
Hama uno tambudzika kuwatese.
You are in troubles all the time.
Hauzivi.
Don't you know, brother?
Here kuti kune mbu.
That there is one
wakafira
that died for you.
Tora tsvimbo.
Take that rod.
Tora tsvimbo ya.
Zita
ra Jesu. Wherever you go.
Kwese kwaunoenda.
When you are sick.
Kana uchirwara.
Breathe that name of Jesus.
Chimofemera zita ra Jesu.
When you are tired of all these misfortunes and bad luck and evil spirits from ancestors and neighbors who are suspicious and casting spells upon you, read that holy name. It's not by might. It's not by power. A jawbone killed 1,000. So here we are. Am I not a Benjamin? That's out of the picture now. Do you know Benjamin was so little, even was the last born, and at one time they almost got wiped out by the other tribes. You remember in the case of that concubine who was taken by those Benjamites who were sons of Belial, and when they said, "Give us those guys who did this," so we killed them. The whole tribe of Benjamin refused because they were fighters anyway. Just by nature, they were fighters. So they refused and went to war with the whole of Israel, and they were almost wiped out.
Pane vakomana vaya vakatora mudzimai vakanzi tipei vakomana vaita izvi. Benjamin yese ikati kwete kwete hatikupei. Vakarwisana neIsraeri yese kusvikira vanga vakutoda kutotsvairwa kupedzwa kunzi pe. Imomo ndomakabuda Sauro ndiangatori gotwe mune imba yainzi diki diki murudzi rudiki.
But God chooses a man from that small tribe.
Asi Mwari vosarudza munhu kubva murudzi urwu.
He does what he wants.
Vanoita zvavanoda.
But do you know why God did that?
Munoziva here kuti sei Mwari vakadaro?
Regardless of the stature of Benjamin in the sizes of the tribes and all that.
Zvisinei nekukura kwa Benjamin.
But the prophecy of Israel in death, in blessing, had said in Genesis 49, verse 27, Benjamin shall raven as a wolf.
Hanzi chiprofita kumashure muna Genesis changa chataura kuti Benjamin achaomba segava.
In the morning he shall devour the prey, at night time he shall divide the spoil.
Hanzi mangwanani acha paradza.
So look beyond the size and look to the prophecy.
Saka, usatarise mumu
tarisa chiprofita.
You are small. You are limited.
Urimudiki
compassed with infirmities. But look at the prophecy. Look at what has gone before the prophecy. Those that he did foreknow. Can you say amen to that? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He did predestinate. And those that he predestinated, what did he do? He called them. And those that he called, he justified them. He justified his weak calling. Correct. And those whom he justified, he has glorified. So look beyond your present stage and go to the prophecy. Benjamin will raven as a wolf. He was little, but
Benjamin,
prophecy had said he is a fighter. And prophecy has already said, by my stripes you are healed. Let me just close and say this. Do you know that even
Paul
was a Benjamite? And wasn't he the least of all the apostles? In Romans 11:1, he says, God forbid, I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. Then in 1 Corinthians 15:9-10, for I am the least of the apostles. See? But after he says, I am a least, he says, I labored more than they all. It's not by might. Can you imagine God bypassing Peter, who was there every time, and choose Paul to be the apostle and the messenger of the first church? God does what he wants.
Peter vonotora Paulo, womuita iye muapostola, womuita mutuma kuchisharwa futi.
Do you know that there was a time when Israel was under bondage by some Midianites or Moabites or something then, and God raised up Ehud. If you remember one of the judges in Judges chapter 3, brother, verse 15, Ehud, he was a Benjamite. And you know what? Ehud was a Benjamite.
Yeah. Ehud, angari Benjamin.
Small tribe.
Away.
And he was also left-handed. Why stands the Runzeri?
He was using Runzeri.
But God chose him. Am I not a Benjamite? Am I not left-handed?
And is Charles Runzeri?
Da could can't no go say because Ariku Nongrane Runzeri.
When I eat, they laugh at me to say, Utera
Wakoka.
That's irrelevant.
It's supposed to keep you on your knees and
your
talking
weakness
to God.
Must keep you pamavi uri panamwari.
God doesn't put you in there because you are a giant, you have prayed so much, you have fasted so much. Otherwise, if it's like that, there is other people who can fast, brother, and go in the mountains and stay there, though nothing happens.
Anzi. Dai zvanga zviri zvekuti unoenda nekuda kwekuti iwe unotsanya kana kunamata nekudi.
But Jesus revealed his attitude to failure when they brought to him the woman who was caught in the very act. And Brother Branham, who was revealing Jesus Christ in this generation,
Brother Branham, I told Zurura, Jesus Christ, which is our chief.
Did the same thing when a couple was kissing and trying to distract a service. He never kissed them. He just says, Lord, forgive them.
That's the attitude of God.
It has never changed. Though you be a Benjamite, though you be small, though you be nothing, you are not going to fight because you are from
Judah.
You are going to fight by the anointing. Ehud was left-handed. So what did he do? He went with a present to the king of Eglon, to Eglon, king of the Moabites.
Akaenda nechipo kuna Eglon mambo ya Moabite.
Then when they saw this left-handed guy coming,
vakaona akakomana gerunzera.
They dismissed all the aides.
Vakati zvipiko.
They dismissed all the security.
Vakati bvisai ana mahobho ese nevanochengeta.
He is just left-handed. He cannot do anything.
Werunzera hapana zvanoita.
Brother, you are deadly to the kingdom of the devil. He hid a sword in his garment. And his left handed is coming holding this present on his left hand, and maybe he was a little bit of a limping guy, whatever it was. But he was anointed for, and he comes in there, he says, "Please, all of you leave. I've got a message just to share with you."
King.
Then he says, "I have a message for you, O king."
Hey.
You can speak on.
And then he went closer. And he had a big belly like that. Can you see what is underneath? With this great mountain. What now?
I have a message from above.
Because
he was left-handed, he used his left hand.
Nokuda kuti aishandisa ruboshwe, akashandisa ruboshwe, and he said, "Oh, he's just scratching himself." Then he pulled out that little sword.
If you put that scripture there in Judges, inonakidza zvisingamboite.
Anzimukaisa rugwaro uru muna Judges.
Inonakidza zvisingamboite, handidi kunakidza.
So interesting.
Ndoda kushumaira kwete kunakidza vanhu.
I want to
verse 19. I have 19. A secret errand unto thee, O king. Verse 20. I have a message from God.
Hey!
I like a judge like that. Telling King Eagle, "I have a message from God." No, Vango Timunondo, where on verse 20, 21. And Ehud put forth his left hand and took the dagger from his right thigh and thrust it.
Ehud, no, who is a rubo, rocket, rubo, no, Tora Munondo, no, who, Papa, Papa, Chicha, Chaka, Cheruji, no, who, Tairida, Mudubu,
into his belly.
Mudumburake.
And the haft also went in after the blade. And the last part says, and the dirt came out. The dirt came out. And tonight I want you to take your sword. Take your dagger, the word of God, the sword of the Spirit. You might be a nobody, a meaningless, a Benjamite, left-handed. Take that sword and thrust it into the belly of your
eagle,
your cancer. Your high blood pressure.
BP.
Take the word of God. Thrust it into the belly of that arthritis.
Arthritis.
And let the devil come out.
You
are not as weak as you think you are because you are anointed. You love him tonight. Do you know that Mordecai was a Benjamite as well?
Mordecai was a Benjamite.
But look what he did, brother. We all talk about Mordecai. We all like to read about Mordecai. He was just a Benjamite. The least. It's not how small you are tonight. As I close, brothers and sisters. As I close this service, I want you to go home knowing it's not about who you are in the natural status. God doesn't care about your status. He cares about the anointing that he has placed on you. And I say to you, whether you are a Benjamite or not, whether you are small or not, if the anointing of the Holy Spirit is on you, you can challenge every devil that comes
your
way. May God bless you tonight. Shall we stand?
Hallelujah.
Let us pray. Almighty and true God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your promises, O God. Though we may be little tonight, Though we may be insignificant, though we may be incapable, though, oh God, we may be unqualified and insufficient, oh God, but our sufficiency is the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Father God, as we leave this place to go to our homes, we are asking, oh God, that you let us and help us look beyond our natural status and look away to Calvary, look away to Jesus Christ. We thank you so much for the message of the hour. The anointing of Zerubbabel in these last days is on this message here. As Zerubbabel of old was to rebuild the church in the power of the Holy Ghost, we believe this message of the hour, it still has the anointing of Brother Branham, because it was not Brother Branham, it was the anointing of the pillar of fire, and that pillar of fire is still on that message. Oh God, may you give us strength, may you give us courage by the message of the hour to know it's not by might, it's not by power. Father, we thank you so much, and I thank you personally for what you have done in this church. All the fusses are over now, all the talks are over now. We can look away to you, we can see the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and we can now move forward, Father, and help, oh God, let bygones be bygones. Let this church stand again. Let the beauty of the first blessing, oh God, of our pastor Chesa continue, Father, with the second blessing that you have given this church of a new pastor. Maybe some never knew him as a preacher. Maybe some never thought he could do the work. But this is what you have accepted. This is what you have endorsed. This is what you have ordained, Father. I want to pray that you bless the choice of this church. That you bless, oh God, our brother. Keep him humble, and the more he can be humble, the more you can use him, Father. We thank you tonight. Now for the people who are here, God, maybe some of them are sick and afflicted. Maybe some of them have got a complex that I'm just a Benjamite. I'm nothing. I can do nothing. But Lord, your word has come to encourage us. It's not how little David was. It's the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Father, you have chosen us to stand in this hour for this message of the hour, and we pray, oh God, that you give us a heart to accept and to receive what you have made us. Bless us as we go to our homes. Protect us on the motorways. Oh, keep us, Father, and bring us back safely on the next service. Lord Jesus, may you just shower your blessings. Let the sick be healed. Let the needy receive their needs. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We appreciate you. We love you now, and we commit and surrender everything to you. In the wonderful name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and also say, Amen. Amen. Amen.